And this?
Thumb.
And this is my
hand.
Okay. And everybody has two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
And this?
that's your wrist.
Okay. And this is the
arm.
And this?
Elbow.
And this?
Chest.
Okay. And this?
Stomach.
And this?
Leg.
And this?
Knee.
And the top part of the
thigh.
And this part back here?
Okay. Cass, I believe that's what it's called. It probably is another name for it. What is the real name? That's all it.
I don't know. That's all I have.
Cass, that's all I think. But
how about this one?
What is that? She don't know.
She might say she kicked him in the
leg. Mm. Ankle?
No, I'm talking about this front bone right here. You ever heard it called a shin bone or a shank bone?
That's right. It's the shin bone. Shin bone, I believe.
And then this is the
ankle.
Okay. And a person puts a shoe on his
foot.
And everybody has two.
Two.
The same thing. Two.
Ankle.
Yeah. Well, he puts two shoes on two
feet.
Okay. Gotta go around my elbow to get to that one. Okay, let's see now. What's another way to say 4:45 if you're telling time?
If you're telling time,
You can say 4:45, or you can say something about 5 o'clock.
Oh, 15, you can say a quarter until 5.
Okay. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sewing a board?
Support that a carpenter uses?
Yeah. I got some picture in here somewhere. Kind of picture.
Sewing a bow.
Like that. Kind of support.
Let me see what you call that. I hear the cobbler call it a horse. I don't know what's a horse. Okay. I don't know of anything else, but that's all I heard.
Well, now what about underneath that holds a piece of firewood?
One out there. What do they call that? I don't know. One out there might be calling now, but I'm trying to think. What do they call it? A rat.
A rat. Okay, fine. And what do you call the thing next to that a baby lies in?
A carriage. It's a baby buggy. But I believe the carriage is a human name. Baby carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you would say you would what the baby?
It would roll the baby. What do you mean?
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean.
Roll the baby.
Now, these are not clear, so I'm just going to skip that. Do you ever use the expression catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
And when would you use that?
Well, let's see. When anything is opposite of a straight, when it's not straight, when it's going opposite of a straight line, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Opposite.
Well, now, would you use that to refer to a piece of furniture that maybe that's not quite in the wall or?
The arrangement of a piece of furniture, yes, it could be used to refer to it. For example, I said, well, this table is straight now, and if I would turn it with an angle, leaving it to the wall, I say it's catty-cornered.
Okay. Well, now, would you ever use that expression when you're talking about a relationship between two houses? If they were across a crossroads or something, would you ever say one house is catty-cornered across from the other? Or do you use it in that connection?
I don't believe. I imagine that depends upon